share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Backyard breeding is an unethical practice that should not be supported. A 34-year-old Malaysian woman, Malathi, who is an independent animal rescuer, reached out to World of Buzz to share the story of a husky named Shania. According to Malathi, Shania was a doggo that allegedly suffered from multiple fits of abuse by her owner, who happens to be a backyard breeder. She suffered from malnutrition and organ failure by intentional starvation and dehydration by her owner. Shania passed away a few days ago, on the 1st of August, and a cremation ceremony was held for her the next day. https://worldofbuzz.com/wp-content/upload/2021/08/video-16278998880.mp4. Shania was owned by a backyard mill breeder who used her unashamedly and treated her shabbily. Despite earning him lots of money when he repeatedly bred her, she was never fed properly. And this is attested by how tiny she was for a full-grown Malamute and how brittle and porous her bones were after her cremation, said Malathi. When arthritis compounded by malnutrition immobilized her, her heartless owner, who at this point had no more use of her, decided to withhold food and water so that she would die. However, Shania would not die so easily, Malathi exclusively told World of Buzz. She cried and howled for mercy, but none was forthcoming. A neighbor convinced the owner to put her down. According to Malathi, it was a neighbor who decided to take matters into her own hands and posted on social media for someone to come put the poor doggo to sleep. The neighbor started pressuring Shania's owner to put her to sleep himself, and in the end, her pressuring was so great that he caved and actually brought the dog to the vet, Malathi explained. We stopped the act in the nick of time, outside the vet's actually. We took Shania to another very reputable vet and spent ₹1,100 for her to have the full test and bloodwork done, as both the neighbor and owner claimed that she supposedly had a whole host of problems, including tick fever, and that there was no hope for her. Shania showed signs of organ failure. Malathi told World of Buzz that the test results came back with a clean bill of health, except for signs of organ failure brought on by severe starvation and dehydration. In other words, Shania would still be alive today had she been fed and given water in time. According to Malathi, Shania's story is nothing new, as it is typical for fur mothers in Furkid Mills. Do you know where your cute Furkid came from? Did you get him or her from a humane, reputable breeder, or is your Furkid from a mill? If so, did you think of his or her poor mother? Because Shania is not the only case we have come across, Malathi said. Please adopt, don't shop. Malathi said she has many more stories where doggos have become victims of backyard breeding. Hence, she would like to take the opportunity to remind readers to adopt pets rather than buying them. Please, please, please adopt and don't shop, but if you must shop, the very least you can do is to buy from reputable, humane breeders. According to Animal League, some backyard breeders may have good intentions, but in most cases, the conditions are considered substandard, with little to no emphasis on ethical or selective breeding, or provide proper care for the well-being of the animals they are breeding. They also highly encourage people to visit local animal shelters or rescue groups before deciding to purchase a purebred animal, as there are many shelters and rescue groups that will have purebred animals available for adoption. Malathi, who is currently based in Klang Valley, added that if there are any owners out there who can't seem to look after their pets anymore, do not hesitate to reach out to her at 017-366-4443. In case anyone decided to let the Furkid die on their own in the end, they can contact me. Do not do that to your Furkid just because they are old and sick. Do's and don'ts of purchasing a purebred doggo from breeders. Here are some do's and don'ts provided by Animal League to guide people who would like to own a purebred doggo. Do. Check the breeder's references. The breeder should be able to provide you with a list of satisfied clients. Visit the home or kennel of the breeder to make sure that the animals are well cared for and appear healthy. Make sure that there are not more dogs or cats than the breeder is able to care for properly. Proper care includes quality food, clean water, proper shelter from the heat and the cold, as well as available veterinary care. Ask to see the parents of the pet that you want to purchase. Breeding frequency should be based on the age and health of the mother dog. In general, dogs and cats under the age of 1 year should not be bred. Visit the area where nursing mothers and puppies are kept. The area and the animals should be clean and the animals socialized, well-fed and warm, with access to veterinary care as needed. Make sure the breeder has knowledge about the pet you would like to purchase, breed characteristics, temperament, breed-specific health issues, etc., and can provide documentation on the lineage of any pet that is used for breeding. Be prepared to fill out the breeder's application for the purchase of your new puppy or kitten. The breeder should want to make sure that you are ready for the responsibility of pet parenting and that the puppy or kitten that you select is right for you. Read the purchase contract closely before buying the dog or cat. Confirm that the puppy or kitten has been properly vaccinated and that your responsibilities and the breeder's responsibilities to the new pet are clearly defined. Confirm that the breeder will take the puppy or kitten back if you are unable to care for it. Make sure that your new pet is spayed or neutered if it does not show quality. Don't purchase a dog or cat from the internet or from a pet store. In all likelihood, these animals come from cruel and inhumane commercial breeding facilities, or from irresponsible backyard breeders. Don't buy a pet without visiting your local shelter first. You'd be surprised at all the wonderful animals available for adoption. What are your thoughts on this article? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, 34 Yoma Jin in desperate need of funds to shelter and feed over 100 stray animals. Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB. Source. Provided to WOB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.